Yes, it's the Goldbergs. And now, the Goldbergs. This past night has been quite an eventful time at the Goldbergs' house. No one's had much sleep, and it looks as if no one's going to get any more. The dog heard someone in the barn, and Jake and Sammy went to investigate and found a woman and a child there. They evidently were intending to spend the night with the hay and the cows, but Molly invited them into the house and gave them Rosie's bedroom. Unfortunately, Molly has a visitor who's staying over for the night. Bertie, Seymour's sister, and Bertie is very, very suspicious.
Please.
I think it's time to stop talking already. If there's a few hours of sleep left, I'd like to have them.
All right, dear. Everybody's tired, so please, Rosalie, Bertie will sleep in your room.
I'm a very quiet sleeper, Rosie. I won't disturb you, you may be sure.
Go, Samuel, please.
The only thing I want to say is that it seems to me with a stranger in the house...
It's all right, Bertie.
I don't know. Maybe country people are different than city people. Can you imagine anybody opening their apartment in New York City to strangers?
Well, we're not afraid of people, Bertie.
Come on, Rosie. Let Mama get some sleep.
All I'm saying is that you could have asked her who she is and where she comes from. I mean, I, for one, could sleep better.
All right, Bertie. Tomorrow morning we'll ask questions. It'll be plenty time.
K.O., but come on, Judy.
Good night.
I just mean, if you pick up the newspapers and read, then you know that things do happen.
Good night.
I mean, how do you know the little boy is her son?
And if not?
Good night.
What do you mean, if not? Didn't you ever hear of kidnapping?
There's my pajamas, Molly.
Okay, I'm going. I'm just meaning to say that things happen. You will admit it's a very unusual thing for a woman and a child to be found in a barn. Why didn't she knock at the door and ask for shelter? Why did she have to hide in the barn?
Those are my tops. They are my bottoms.
Good night.
Please, come on, Gertie.
Have you got a key to your room, Rosie? Do you leave the light on?
No.
Well, I can't sleep unless there's a light.
Good night.
I hate to talk anymore, but I'm telling you, it's a very unusual...
Good night. Oh, is this going to keep up until I have to say good morning?
I just mean to say
it. Don't say it.
Okay.
Good night, Sandy. Good night.
How can a person talk so much out?
She's nervous.
So what does that...
She's nervous.
So what has that got to do with her vocal equipment?
Why did you mention...
Equipment?
Why did you mention...
Equipment?
Why did you mention your pajamas, Jake, when you're wearing your pajamas under your bathrobe?
If I had told her plainly to get out, you would have had a complaint that I wasn't a hospital host.
Oh,
Molly.
All right.
Molly, put down the window shade. The moon is shining right on my pillow.
All right, Jay, darling. Don't be so nervous, sir. Pull down the shade. A minute.
Some night, huh?
I'll put out the light. I'll take off my slipper. Summer night.
Hand over the extra blanket, Molly, please.
Go over on your side of the bed, baby. And now tuck you in, dear.
The rooster is crowing already.
It's Martha Wilberforce, the rooster. He's the first one up. It must be after 4 o'clock already.
So come to bed already, Molly? Try to smuggle a few winks yet before dawning in the morning?
Yes, I'm coming to bed. But I'm coming to bed. Push over on your side, dear.
All right.
Who's knocking? Who? The children are nervous. Come in, Rosalie. What is it, Rosalie?
Nothing, Mom.
So why don't you go to sleep?
I will, Pa.
You're still nervous, Rosalie? You're still nervous? So come here beside me.
I'll go downstairs and sleep on the couch if you want to sleep with Mama.
No, I'm all right, Pa. I just wanted to know
if... What?
Did you have a chance to ask, Ma? I mean, I thought maybe you didn't want Bertie to know anything, but...
That's why you destroyed Mama me?
Well, I just thought that Mama knew something. Is the little boy her child?
In the morning, we'll have plenty of time to ask questions, Rosalie, so go, dear.
But it's...
Good night, darling.
Well, I only
Good
want...
night, Mama me, please.
Good night.
Close the door.
Close the door.
Good night.
Night, dear. And then put your window shade down so the sun wouldn't have wakened you in the morning. You didn't have a wink of sleep, not... You sleep a little later with the shade down, dear. You hear me?
Ma.
Please.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Oh.
That she is your daughter, Molly, you would have difficulty in denying.
Yeah? Why? What?
The spitting image of your character, Molly, down to the last iota.
Yeah? For instance?
You are a nosy body, too, no?
Yeah. What else?
That Rosie is like you and Sammy's like me, you can't deny.
Did I say? Why, who? Who?
Me,
Ma. Oh, Tamala, the children are nervous. Come in, Sammy. Well, what is it, Tamala?
Nothing, Ma.
Something wrong, Tamala?
No. Only I...
What, Sammy, you?
Well, I just thought you knew something about the woman and weren't saying anything because you didn't want Rosie to know.
Oh, that's why you disturbed Papa and me.
Well, I thought you knew something.
Ah.
Whatever there is to know, we'll know in the morning.
Good night, Tamala.
Oh. Good night. Do you think the little boy is her child?
We'll know in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
Night.
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 Night. Night.
Night.
Sam is your son. You would have difficulty in denying it.
Yes? Why?
The spitting image of your character down to the last iota.
All right, Molly. Please. Good night.
Night. Night, dear.
Molly.
Yes, dear.
What do you think of the woman and the child?
Oh, I don't know what to think, dear, darling. I don't know what to think. Questions I couldn't ask. Well, I say it's like asking a hungry man, why do you wonder it? The morning, darling, if all is well, the woman will be rested, the child will be rested, you'll see.
If she needs a couple of dollars, Molly...
Of course, darling, of course, if she needs a couple of dollars. The shoes look bad, Jake, the heels.
You look at the shoes too, Molly, huh?
Sure. Those that ever walked on their soles themselves know where to look for empty stomachs, Jake.
Some people forget.
Better to remember. Say, dear.
Yes?
I'm not saying. I'm just...
Yes?
Say, dear. Just in the morning.
Good night, Molly.
Night. In the morning we'll see, huh? Yes.
Sleeping.
Just sleep, darling. Sleep because you're good, dear. Dream pleasant dreams because you're so dear.
Good night.
Night. Jake.
Good night.
Jake, and if...
Good night.
The rooster crowing heralds a new day. But this day is not going to be just another day in the life of Molly Goldberg. Because the woman and the child sleeping beneath her roof are bringing much more than themselves to the Goldbergs. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. And now...